You're listening to Connecting Faith. And as we just heard our conversation these past few minutes with David Platt, one of the his maybe strongest passions, as he said, was the fact that there are millions that have never even had the opportunity to hear the name of Jesus. And to that end, we want to talk about a special day of outreach or awareness for the unreached. And to help us do that, looking forward to talking with a dear friend, Wayne Peterson. Wayne serves now as Global Ambassador at Large for Reach Beyond. Wayne has is a veteran broadcaster, of course, long history, and many of those years, some 34, spent here, part of Northwestern Media. And so we're honored to have him back in studio today, but then has most recently been serving in leadership of Reach Beyond, which is formerly known as HCJB. But Wayne, first of all, I want to say welcome. Good to see you again.
It's great to be here, Neil, and working with you again and being in this beautiful facilities that God has given us. Yeah. And Neil, we go way, way back.
Yeah,
and I'm privileged to be interviewed by a guy that I said is probably one of the best interviewers in Christian radio, Neil Stavem.
Okay, well, now the pressure's on.
It
but
is.
We'll see where it goes. But, you know, for people that maybe just aren't familiar with the kind of mission radio impact that's going on globally. I mean, Reach Beyond was one of the pioneers of that. Give us a little summary. What was Reach Beyond all about?
Well, Reach Beyond, and most of our listeners would more apt to be recognizing HCJB, yeah, which was the pioneer station in Quito, Ecuador. And when Clarence Jones left Chicago, Clarence Jones was working for Paul Rader and received the call of the Lord to plant a radio station in South America. And there were only 6 radio receivers in all of Ecuador at the time.
Wow.
Not radio transmitters, receivers. And he had the vision to start a radio station there. It grew into shortwave that reached the four corners of the earth, literally, with 500,000-watt transmitters that reached into Africa and Europe, was very instrumental during the Cold War and the era of communism, reaching behind the Iron Curtain into Asia, China, Japan, that part of the world. And the focus has always been to reach those that have never heard. And even today, as we have sharpened the focus of Reach Beyond, our priority is to go to places where there are less than 2% Christian. So an example would be Thailand. We've planted about 42 radio stations in Thailand. Thailand is 0.5% Christian, heavily Buddhist, and working to plant indigenous stations staffed and programmed by nationals that know the language and know the culture. A satellite ministry that reaches into North Africa and the Gulf region in the Middle East. We're a heavily, heavily Muslim area, and having 1.8 million people a week listening to our programming over satellite and internet. So these are the things that have been the focus of HCJB. Now we call ourselves Reach Beyond, reaching beyond where the gospel has ever gone before to the people that God said were to reach the uttermost parts of the earth.
To that end, let's talk about the fact that Great Commission has yet to be fulfilled, because there are still literally millions who have never heard. And it's probably hard for us to imagine that growing up in the Christian-influenced culture in North America.
Well, and it's billions, actually. Yeah. And David Platt has such a passion for, yeah, this. I'm so glad you had him on. It's probably 2 to 3 billion people around the world, roughly a third of the world's population, that have never heard the name of Jesus, except maybe in a cuss word. And these are the ones that God has a passion for, the lost, for the unreached. And my call from U.S. Christian radio to international broadcasting, Jesus had said that we're to go to the uttermost part of the earth, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts. I used to hear you saying here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what God has called us to do. Paul says, those that have never heard of me will hear. Those that were not seeking me will find me. And there are 2 billion people around the world that we need to be concerned about. Jesus' last words to his followers before he left the planet were to reach everywhere. And he says, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth.
So coming up, you have set aside a special day. This is, I think, done with the last couple of years or maybe just last year?
This is our second year, Neil. Okay. And we chose Pentecost Sunday. That was the day the gospel went out to every nation in the known world at that time at Pentecost Sunday in Jerusalem, where people were gathered and they heard the language each in their own tongue. And so we know radio has the power to do that, to reach multi-ethnic, multi-language groups, and people can hear the gospel for the first time in their own language. So we've set aside Pentecost Sunday. This year it's June 4th, very late Easter and late Pentecost, to raise the awareness in the North American church about the call for the unreached and the Great Commission. And in some ways, our North American church has lost its vision and passion for the unreached around the world. And that's just a general sweeping station statement, not universally true. But bottom line, our job is to raise the awareness of the cause for the unreached. So we're using churches and Christian radio like Faith Radio and Northwestern Radio and Moody and others to raise the awareness of the Christian public to pray for, to get engaged in, whatever way. Some can pray, some can pay, some can travel, and there are various ways to get involved in being sensitive to God's call to reach those that have never heard.
It's coming up, the International Day for the Unreached. It'll be Sunday, June 4th. There's a day of emphasis, and hopefully many churches will join in and bring that as a part of their worship experience that day. But more than that, are there some things that we can maybe connect with online, or what do you recommend?
Absolutely. There's a website dedicated to this. It's dayfortheunreached.org, dayfortheunreached, one word, dayfortheunreached.org. And there's a 30-day Bible study and prayer guide there that people for 30 days can be instructed about the different unreached people groups around the world and to pray specifically for some of those people groups that are unreached. And it's a Bible study and prayer guide for 30 days. There are also, for pastors, there are sermon outlines, suggestions, there are stories. And I know that you'll be playing some of the spots on the air just to raise the awareness of the listeners to pray for this cause of global evangelization.
I remember seeing a report from, I think, the group Finish the Task, or maybe it was Paul Eshelman, I think, and some of the Jesus Film folks had actually sort of spelled out, here are people groups, distinct people groups that have no Christian witness. And it was sobering to actually look through that report and realize that, these are real people, these are real numbers that have no Christian witness. I think we just, how do we maybe increase our passion so that it's not just a praying one day or 30 days, but make this a real passion of our hearts?
Well, I'm very thankful that Paul Eshelman has lent his support to this whole initiative. A number of us attended the Finishing the Task conference in California a couple months ago, and Paul Eshelman and Steve Douglas of Crew and Rick Warren have heartily endorsed the emphasis on reaching the lost. To me, Neil, it comes down... What's touched my heart is, I know it sounds overly simple, is just reading God's Word. And in the Old Testament, God's heart for the refugee, for the stranger, for the outsider. Jesus clearly had a heart for the outsider, that he went to the other side of the Jordan, the other side of the Galilee, purposely to reach those that the religious culture of the time had no time for. And even as you read through the book of Acts and Paul's letters, it's very clear. Paul's calling, Peter's call was to preach the gospel to the Jews. Paul's was to preach to the Gentiles. And he went into Asia, eventually into Europe, and his great passion was to preach the good news to the Greek and Roman world of the time. So for me, as I read through the book of Acts, that's probably the best devotional guide you can get for world evangelization, and see the passion and strategy to reach the lost. And I would just encourage your listeners to, as I've done numerous times in the last couple of years, read through the book of Acts, and you can't help but be touched by the power and the work of the Holy Spirit for those that have never heard.
And as I know, getting regular reports from Reach Beyond and other ministries that God is at work and lives are being changed. I think that's probably that should excite us and fuel us to pray more.
Oh, my goodness. In the last 100 years, 100 years ago, 90% of believers lived in North America and Europe. It's almost entirely reversed today. Today, 75% of believers live outside of North America and Europe, in Africa, in Asia, in South America. The explosion of the church as the gospel has exploded south and east is just amazing. And we're seeing double, sometimes triple-digit growth of the church in some of those. Do you know the fastest-growing church in the world is Iran? Percentage-wise, not numbers-wise, but when you have 400 believers and it grows to 800 believers, that's 100% increase. Second fastest growing church in the world is Afghanistan. So in some of the most persecuted countries of the world, the most countries bereft of the gospel, we're seeing just an explosion of the gospel. And Christians there are being persecuted, but they are still boldly witnessing their faith in spite of the threats to their families, their lives, their health, their well-being. So it's an amazing day. You know, the 21st century is very much like the first century as far as the growth of the church in unreached places of the world.
And it reminds us, hopefully, that we can be part of the advance team. Our prayer support, sending in, if you will, sort of air covers that God's Holy Spirit goes to prepare the ground.
Right? Yeah, and again, the book of Acts, the believers in Jerusalem, after investigating what was happening among the Gentiles, greatly supported the outreach of the gospel. And so we in the North American church have a wonderful opportunities to pray and give and go and find ways that we can be involved in God's great commission.
Yeah. Wayne, we've got just a moment or two left. A reminder again, go to dayfortheunreached.org to get your 30-day prayer guide and to be aware of this important day coming up, Pentecost Sunday, June 4th. It's an international day for the unreached, and pray that lives would be changed and hearts would be convicted to make this a daily prayer. But Wayne, I wonder if you would just close our time and that if you would lead us in a prayer for those that have never heard.
I sure will. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for this time. I've been aware of Neil's longtime passion for global evangelization. I thank you for Faith Radio and their sensitivity to the call of the gospel to preach the good news where it's not been heard before. And Lord, touch our own hearts. May our hearts be broken for the things that break your heart, including those that are lost without hope of eternity with Christ. And I pray that this would become a movement that would reignite our own personal passion and the passion of the church for the cause of the unreached around the world. Anoint us, Lord. Give us hope. Give us passion. Give us focus, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Wayne Peterson is a global ambassador at large for Reach Beyond, joining us today, talking about the International Day for the Unreached. And thanks for joining us today on Connecting Faith. If you missed part of this conversation or our earlier visit with David Platt, you'll find the interviews posted on our Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com, and click on Connecting Faith.